This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Today we'll travel to a Texas panhandle town that became a major hub of the Santa Fe Railroad.
What began as a grouping of canvas tents along the Canadian River in Hemphill County, Texas, became the hub of rail traffic in the northern panhandle for more than 50 years. In 1886, the Southern Kansas Railway Company of Texas, a subsidiary of the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad, began plans to bridge the Canadian River and continue laying rails south into the panhandle. A year later, land was sold to the railroad to create a site for a depot, side tracks, cattle pens, churches, and a school. Lots were made available for merchants and shopkeepers on July 4, 1887, and a town, originally called Moulton, but soon changed to Canadian, was born. The Santa Fe Railroad became the lifeblood of the community for 67 years, providing jobs, education, and entertainment for the employees and the surrounding population. Section houses, water stations, roundhouses, stockyards, telegraph offices, a depot, a reading room, hotels, and restaurants were constructed. A brick depot with a 300-foot platform and a Harvey House restaurant were completed in 1907. The reading room was a boarding house for men working on the trains, and musicians, actors, and lecturers were brought in on a regular basis to entertain railroaders and townspeople free of charge. Santa Fe also provided educational programs to farmers and ranchers in the area. In the 1920s, a special farm and home demonstration train toured, exhibiting the latest experiments and findings from agricultural universities and teaching how to improve production and quality of crops and livestock. Through the years, setbacks occurred, including several roundhouse fires and floods that washed out bridges and tracks. But the railroad continued to build and improve, thus providing jobs for many local residents. During 1924, one train left the local yard each hour. The opening of the oil field industry in the Texas Panhandle created a need to be able to load 1,000 cars a day. One out of every six families in the area was employed by the Santa Fe. In 1936, the change from steam engines to diesel electric power created even more demand for rail shipping and better passenger trains with dining cars and fewer stops for water and fuel. When World War II broke out, trains became a vital force in the home front war effort. Santa Fe employees proudly purchased victory bonds and spearheaded scrap metal drives. In 1954, the Texas Railroad Commission granted Santa Fe permission to move its freight terminal to Amarillo. 150 families were moved from Hemphill County to the new rail hub. The railroad, once called the greatest factor in the county's growth, no longer served as a major force in the community. Today, Canadian functions as a center for ranching, the oil and gas industry, and as a popular stop on ecotourism trails. And even though they don't stop at the depot anymore, up to 75 freight trains a day still whistle and rumble their way through Canadian. Thanks to the River Valley Pioneer Museum for contributing material for this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Doug Ricketts in Canadian, Texas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historians, historical societies, and museums to produce the stories you hear on High Plains History. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call Skip Mancini at 1-800-678-7444.